Our next presentation is from Shanice and Martin from, now I'll try and get this right, Braille Greetings, Cards and Gifts.
Yeah, that's right.
The right name. And you've got some really, really lovely gift ideas. I've seen your posts over the last 2 weeks. So, and I know last year, one of the most popular things were the advent calendars, because everyone was just, I never had an advent calendar that I could kind of read independently. So I know they were very popular last year. I think you've kind of expanded the range. So over to you. And really, really glad to have you with us and hear what you've got.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have, like Jane said there, we've got the advent calendars again, and we have expanded slightly. So we are including Dairy Milk, Milky Bar, Maltesers, and Galaxy. And so far, the Dairy Milk and the Galaxy are flying off the shelves.
They seem to be the
most popular two out of the four. So we are currently in the process. We've still got a few of those ones in, but we are in the process of currently getting more stock.
Yeah.
For those who haven't had them before, because when I was younger, my mum actually did make me one, and she did stick Braille on the doors. But obviously, the Braille isn't stuck on, it's actually Brailled onto the calendar itself. So obviously, more effort is put in because the calendars are actually taken apart, and then the Braille is actually done on the Braille frames. So obviously, pushing the dots through the back of the doors so that everything's lined up correctly. And obviously those that have used the frames, then you know that you have to Braille backwards. So it makes it very interesting. I mean, we will be honest, it's not actually ourselves that do the Brailing. My mum and my sister also help out with the business, and they run the gifts and the handmade card side of it. So there is actually four of us on board. And obviously that's your calendars. Which, like I say, seem to be just as popular as last year. So
yeah, because it's exciting. Because I remember, you know, when I was younger, I'd need someone to help me do it who could see, or you'd just do the thing, wouldn't you, where you'd just open one random door. You wouldn't worry about the numbers. That's how you'd do it. So it's such a nice thing, and I think it's good for, you know, children and families, because everyone can be included then. It's a good idea, it really is.
And my theory was always that the last door was bigger, so I'd leave that till the end.
Yeah, they're not all like that now, though.
No, but it would take me about half an hour to get through all 24 doors. I didn't know what door I was opening. But obviously that is our calendars. And obviously, as you said, we've been like putting different gift ideas up. And two of my favourites really have to be the photo frames that we put up last night. And obviously they come, there's two different ones at the minute, but like we said in the post, they can be sort of customized. Anything could really be done with them. But obviously the dragonfly is on the glass itself, so you can actually, blind people can actually feel what it feels like actually on the front of the glass. I'm trying to think of the word now.
Be strong, be kind, be you. That's the word.
There we go. Obviously, that is inside the frame, but the actual wording is Brailled on the front of the glass, so you can feel where the wording is as well inside. But like I said, I mean, those can be changed. I mean, we could always
look. You could do anything inside the dragonfly one. You could change it completely. You could have a butterfly, a bee. You could do all kinds of different designs, really. With that one, and same with the wordings, you know, wordings can be changed to something completely different.
And I must like suggest that I need a copy of this recording, because I am going to pass that on to my mum for when someone comes up with the most awkward design that it was Shanice that said this can be done and not me.
Yeah, sorry, Carol.
I bought one last year for a friend, the dragonfly one, and it's really pretty. It's lovely. It's so tactile.
Yeah, they really are. I was sort of amazed by it when I first saw it. I was like, wow.
Well, we'd obviously seen it. We'd seen when Jess had first done one before it was even sent out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we were like,
That's amazing.
That is really, really good. And but yeah, so we've still got those. I think we have expanded the gift range quite a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we obviously have like the top of my list here, because I made a list because I couldn't remember for the life of me what gifts we'd got in stock anymore. And we actually do like budget binders, and they've actually got money wallets in them if people want to save. And obviously those budget, like the wallets can actually be brailled as well to like say bills or something like that. And they're zip up wallets inside an A6 budget binder. And I think with four wallets, they're £14, but you can have like your name on the front or, I don't know, like household savings on the front or something like that in vinyl. And obviously, once again, that can also be brailled on the front as well. So you can choose like what wording to have on there and stuff like that. And we do those in blue and something else. Oh, pink, blue or pink. And you can also buy extra zip wallets for those as well. Excuse me. Mugs, that's a big one that we've been doing, where obviously we have the mug press, so we can actually put anything on a mug, and it's pressed onto the mug. So photos, wording, et cetera, they're quite popular.
All kinds of different designs can be done with them again. I've got one with my name on because I always wanted one because, you know, I'd be that kid because my name's not really a popular one that you could never find anything with my name on. So when we took the business over, I was like, can I just have a mug with my name on it, please? So I've got one and I love it.
So yeah, that's the advantage to having a mug press. Yeah. You can put whatever name you want on it, whether it's obscure or not. But yeah, I mean, we did like sort of design. It says, "Oh look, another glorious morning," and it says, "Makes me sick." And it's sort of based on the film Hocus Pocus, so it has like the hairstyles of the witches and stuff like that. So those sort of came out in this last few weeks, sort of for the likes of Halloween and stuff like that. We do backpacks for children as well, where again the name can be vinyled onto the front of them and stuff like that. And we do them in two different sizes, so a small one which is called the mini backpack, and then just the normal backpack, which can fit, I'm pretty sure we did measure this, and it can actually fit A4 inside that. Yeah, so they're great for school and stuff like that for children. What else do we have?
We've got obviously mug and coaster sets, so you can get a mug and a coaster included with that. So obviously sort of any mug and then a coaster. You can have the photo, the same photo on each, the mug and the coaster, which is a lovely little gift idea.
And they're only £10.
Yeah. And we obviously do slate coasters as well. Again, you can have sort of any wording or photo on them.
And we do two sizes of that one. So we do the slate like a coaster, and then we also do the photo slate, which, I mean, realistically is probably the best way to describe it. It's probably the size of a placemat.
Yeah, yeah.
More or less. But they're heavy, being slate.
Yeah.
But they do look really, really good. My sister actually did one for her partner for Father's Day.
Yes.
With a picture of their daughter on, my niece, and he loved it.
That's a really good
one. The large ones of those are £15 and the smaller ones, £8.50. And they do come, the smaller one, they come with stands, so you could actually stand them up as well. The large one comes with stands, and I think if I remember rightly, the small one doesn't come with stands by default, but you can purchase them at about £1 extra. So they can be stood like up on, I don't know, a mantelpiece or something like that, or on a shelf.
And obviously, if you know, you were getting the photo done for a visually impaired person, sorry, we have a bird and he's been quite loud. We could include a description with the photo slate so that they know what is on the slate. But obviously that would just have to be put in as a customer note on the website so that we knew to include that.
And Braille descriptions can be included for any gift whatsoever. And they're just embossed and put in an envelope and put with the gift. So I think I did put on the website that if you purchase a gift and a description, they may be sent separately because obviously we deal with the Braille side and they deal with the I'm cleverer than you side gifts.
Yeah.
We do makeup bags and pencil cases, which again can be personalised. And we do we did manage to get hold of some. I'm trying to find them in this list. Where's that going on? Oh, it's a huge insulated cup, and it is really what you would class as
a tank.
It's a proper mega pint. Yeah. They're 30 ounces, which I would love to tell you what that is in milliliters, but I honestly haven't got a clue. But they are big. We did get a couple of those, and because they're insulated, you can it will keep things hot or cold. And we used them. We used ours quite a bit in the summer, didn't we?
And they've got like a lid on as well, so you can obviously use a straw. They come with a straw as well.
Yes, they do.
And obviously, so you can you can sort of carry them around with you. They are handy, and obviously they can be personalised with initials.
Yeah, they have initials on usually.
Yeah, I've got one, and mine's got like an S, and then it's like a flowery design on mine.
What colour are those? Are they?
Oh, we have them in black. Let me just see if we have any other colours left, because we couldn't get many at the time.
Mm. While you're looking, I've just asked the rounded one, the dots, because I muted myself, and apparently it's about 0.89 litres, so it's not short of a litre, really. That is a good size, isn't it? Yeah.
Bit like a in pub speak about a pint and a half.
yeah. Well, that's good.
Get one of them from the bar. Problem solved.
Or in Joe speak, that's I would think a treble gin.
Oh, easily, yeah, Jane. Yeah.
I mean, the other way you've got to look at it is it's over a bottle of wine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There you go. When they said, you just scary. Want a straw. Well, no, I want
you don't have to go back to the kitchen to fill your wine glass.
Exactly.
Never thought of that idea.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm just looking.
We also Oh, sorry, go on.
No, I'm just going to say that, actually, if... I'm just thinking, where my partner lives, there's a communal garden, but obviously you've got to come downstairs and around the block and into the garden. Mm. And you don't want to be going back upstairs for anything.
No.
And that would be perfect in the summer.
Yeah. We used ours a lot in the summer, and they really did keep your juice or whatever you were drinking nice and cold.
Yeah.
We have at least one pink one in stock as well, according to my sources. Of a website.
They'll be like greyhounds out the traps now to get the pink one.
Sorry, go on.
Also, how much were the pencil cases?
The pencil cases.
And can you have names on those, or is it just room for initials?
Ooh, that's a very good question.
I think you can have a name on, because from what I remember rightly, his niece has got one with her name on. Edie's got one with her name, I think.
So just like you said, Shanice, with more unusual names. You can never find it, can you?
No, no, you can't. You really can't. Yeah.
Could do a game one. You can never find a pen in this house.
I'm just thinking of my, our niece and nephew, Elodie and Raffi.
Yeah, you're not going to find those in a gift shop, exactly. Are you? Let's be honest.
No.
So,
did you say Elodie?
Yes.
Yeah, my niece is called Elodie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's a really pretty name.
It is. It's lovely. Really, really pretty name.
They're £6.50, the pencil cases.
Oh, amazing.
They're the same price as the makeup bags as well. But with the, just stepping back to the 30-ounce cups as well, we also have 24-ounce, which are very similar, but just obviously slightly smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 20% smaller. So, yeah. I was going to try and be very clever.
Still over a pint.
Yeah. And then Triton bottles, they're good for children as well. They come with a straw. And they can have different coloured lids on those. And again, like their initials or whatever, that are onto the actual bottle itself so that children know which bottle's theirs.
Oh.
Well, with COVID still around, you know, it's not a bad idea,
no.
Is it?
Well, no.
Really, you know, when they go to nursery or school or whatever, it's nice, isn't it? When they start school, it's nice to have something personal.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
I'm just looking at what else I've just missed. We do key rings as well, where obviously like a disc key ring, and they like have initials on there or a word.
So like, you know, granddad, yeah, partner, whatever.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And they're, they can be quite popular.
And we do... tote bags as well, and those can have any kind of design on.
My sister actually created one, didn't she, for herself, and it's absolutely fantastic. So on this tote bag, she's got this circus tent, and obviously, if she's out with her daughter, it just says on it, "Not my circus, just my monkeys."
Love that.
Yeah,
that is brilliant.
We've got ones with wording on as well.
I'm just thinking porn stars on tour.
Could add that.
Yeah.
No, those sound really, really lovely. The other things I noticed you put up this morning or last night, the socks and men's hankies.
Yes.
And the men's hankies are only £4.50, aren't they? They're amazing value.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's for a pack of three, I believe.
Yeah, three in each. Yeah. So again, they can have name on, initials, word, wording.
Fab. Oh, my mind's going into overdrive now. I've got so many gift ideas, which is fabulous.
You that was the aim of this.
Absolutely. You do gift bags as well, don't you?
We do bottle bags.
Okay.
So, and they can be personalised. Like, I mean, one example here was cheers to your promotion wine bag. Bottle bag. And they're material bottle bags.
Same with the tote bags, they're on cotton.
So anything could be personalised on those as well.
And obviously, if you wanted a personalised design, all you'd have to do is just email us with what you'd like on it. So it'd be contact us at rail.
greetings-cards.co.uk.
It's a pretty long address, but yeah.
And the wine,
all the instructions are on the website, aren't they? Where to email and everything. Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting confused myself now. The bottle bags are £6 and the tote bags, I'm pretty sure, are £8. Just looking. Yeah, they're £8. One of the examples on the website is actually, I have no feelings, just sarcasm.
Sky's thinking... the limit, really.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Very easy.
He wants more of a tote bag.
You were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say they'd make a lovely new home present, wouldn't they? Or engagement present if you wanted to put kind of champagne in them or something.
That
would work with the bottle bags. And obviously the tote bags would work for new home as well. Because, I mean, let's be honest, with the price of carrier bags, everybody needs decent bags to carry around on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I certainly with... I don't know, maybe we're just at that age, but with people who've either sort of married later or second marriages, when you think, well, they've got kind of everything that they need for the home, I tended perhaps to get a really nice bottle of champagne for people, and it would just, that would be a really lovely way to present it. They sound great.
I mean, we're adding or coming up with new ideas all the time for the gifts. So it's sort of always a work in progress. And there is talks at the moment as well about releasing a Christmas mug. So hopefully,
well, we can always release a Christmas mug. They can have what they want on it.
Yeah. So hopefully that'll be on the website soon as well.
And I mean, fingers crossed. There has been talk over this past, well, however long, possibility of T-shirts down the line.
Wow.
Because my mum did do hoodies for my sister and her husband for their anniversary. So we know we can do it.
Mm.
It's just finding stock, because obviously we want to find reasonable stock at reasonable price so that we can pass on those savings to you guys.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to buy a T-shirt with some writing on for £25.
No, that's it, isn't it? Especially if it's like, you know, something that people might buy them, say, for a hen do or a stag do or something. Just that, you know, or, you know, if you're planning a weekend away.
I've done stag do's, but I can't tell you what was on the back of any of my T-shirts because it wasn't for other people's ears.
I suppose we ought to touch on cards because, you know, we've touched a lot on gifts.
Yeah, so we do obviously handmade cards and we've got quite a big range of them. You know, plenty of Christmas cards.
I was going to say, will you try and sell the 10,000 we've got in stock before you start selling all the homemade ones?
But again, any sort of designs, you know, we've had people that will email and say, can you do this? I want this on a card and
we literally,
9 times out of 10.
We literally had one not that long ago. We had a lady get in touch and she phoned me up and said, I want a card for a friend's daughter. I said, okay. I said, are you looking for handmade? And she said, yes. And anyway, we more or less came up with a design of a sloth playing a saxophone.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, I don't know what she likes. She likes sloths and she likes the saxophone. Okay. We can work with this.
So, basically, anything. And obviously, we've got obviously a huge range of
cards for all occasions.
Anything you can imagine, you know, Christmas, birthdays, all ages, all kind of relatives.
Happy Hanukkah.
Anything you can imagine,
we've got. Fantastic.
Yeah. And they obviously come with a Braille message inside. So whatever message you want, we put in. And we usually stick the print message on the back of the card as well. So, you know, the print message can also be read. And they come with an envelope with an embossed Braille description, which tells you everything about the card, literally everything, with the writing inside, every sort of minute detail of the front of the card, everything.
It'll probably tell you more detail than the sighted eye would pick up.
Yeah,
they are amazing. They are flipping amazing. They're really good, aren't they? Yeah, I've had a few and they're just brilliant. It's so nice to actually be able to appreciate the card yourself, you know.
Yeah, yes. I totally agree. Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Could you do invitations?
I was just about to step onto that.
Ah, brilliant. Because a friend who sadly isn't on this call this morning, but is starting to design invitations for a birthday party, and she wants to get them brailled as well. So I said I would check whether you could do invitations.
Yes, we can do invitations. And I did have someone contact us a bit back who also had their own design and wanted to know if we could braille them. And the answer to that is yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Because, I mean, brailing, we could do any brailing. I mean, we've had, because I want to open it up to do more transcription alongside. And we did actually have someone email saying, I want 3 songs put into braille. Can you do this? Well, yes. If you send us the songs, we could put anything into braille. Because obviously we've got the embosser, so it just needs... I mean, it's obviously, it's time-consuming, because obviously you've got to make sure it's all laid out correctly. Mm. And so obviously the embosser will braille it correctly. But yes, it is doable. And invitations definitely, as well as if people want invitations designed and then brailled, we can do that too.
Yeah, and also with the cards, there is, let's say you bought a shop-bought card and you want a message in Braille, we also offer, it's called a Braille insert, and these are £4 on the website, and basically we just Braille the message, and we give you some glue dots to put in, you just get that, and obviously then you can stick it in your own card. Obviously you don't get the description with that then, because obviously we've not got the card, but we can braille the message,
and that is very popular.
It is very, yeah. Mm. We get quite a lot of them, and sometimes I don't think it's always to go in a card. Sometimes it's just
no
just a bit of braille, so they're quite useful as well. And we also do gift tags as well, so Christmas ones, where we can braille, obviously, to and from. And then there's a range of sort of everyday gift tags on there as well. And they're about 75p. And again, it's just to and from, written on in braille, grade 1 or 2, on those as well.
Do you still do the Secret Santa? Not Secret Santa, the letter to Santa, letter from Santa. Gotta get my words out.
We are going to be doing yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I just think that's so lovely.
That's cute.
I still need to send a letter to Santa, though, to be honest with you. I think at this moment in time, I'm getting nothing.
But yeah, we are.
We're too busy.
Well, hopefully. Hopefully, because that's where this business means more to us, is when it is busy. I mean, we were doing, I think we did 15 cards in one sitting the other day. And Shanice turned around to me and says, are you enjoying it? I said, I am when it's like this.
Yeah.
I love being busy. It makes more sense.
And I think, obviously, the fact that, you know, we're both, you know, visually impaired and stuff, it you know yourself, like, growing up, you'd have to sit there and wait, I had to, and have someone read my cards out before then I could go and attack the present that they've got me. You know, whereas now it's like, and it's just nice. It's nice to know that, you know, we're providing something that, you know we can relate to.
I'd still want the present first.
It's more personal, isn't it? More personal to people.
Yeah.
I think it's that extra touch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is what is brilliant. Goes a long way.
Yeah. Wow. Anything else? Any other? Do you want to give us a cost of sort of rough, you know, what the cards range from and to, roughly?
Cards range roughly for the cards we have in stock, roughly from £4.50 to...
Well, actually, say about £4, because we sold one yesterday for £4. Oh, so right. £4 to probably about £5.50?
Yeah, about £5.50. And the handmade cards start at around the £6 mark.
Yeah, usual. Yeah.
Fabulous. Has anyone got any questions?
You do cards for cats, because I saw guide dog one. So...
Why, do you have a guide cat? That's awesome. Do you know what?
Because I'm sure I saw something on the website, but
I know we have like to the dog from the dog Christmas cards.
Yeah, we do.
But that doesn't help you, does it? You want cats.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw one, which is why I'm asking.
I'm literally just going to look now. Give me
you
one.
You could
second.
Do one though, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course
there's
we
your
could.
Challenge. Yeah. You okay. Can, yeah.
We could certainly do them in the handmade category, but I know we do have some cat cards, but I don't know if it's for the cat or if it's just got a cat on it.
On the front of them. Yeah, I think they've just got cats on them.
I noticed you, when I was having a browse at one point, and it's a while ago, that you do some for sort of people who've lost pets as well, don't you, which is nice. You know,
yes.
The pets died, which I think is quite sweet.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get Carol to design congratulations on qualifying with your guide dog card as well, because obviously we've got some
brilliant
ones, but I think that would be quite a nice.
We've got commiseration for guide dogs, but not congratulations.
Yeah, it just seems a bit wrong.
That'd be
really
nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, that'd be nice.
I was just thinking, and this is probably just me, I'm probably at this point in the weekend. This is the kind of thing I'm thinking of. I can imagine having a card from the dog to the cat. I can't imagine you'd have the cat sending the dog a card.
No, probably not.
I'm just, you know.
No, the cat to the dog would probably be, when are you moving out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're moving out today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is, from the cat to the dog, we need new home cards.
Yeah. Oh, no. It could just get... But I think that's lovely. And I remember writing, and I can't remember why... Oh, I know. I remember reading somewhere that somebody was saying, actually, you know, what you can observe about society based on the kind of... the kind of greeting card you can get, and you know, kind of what that says about, you know, like congratulations on your divorce. You know, you probably, you know, there's a lot of places you wouldn't find that card, does anyone remember the dinosaurs, the Disney dinosaurs series? It was about a family of dinosaurs.
Yes.
And when Earl buries his mother-in-law thinking she's dead and she's not, and he gets his wife a card and it says, "What can I say? I've ruined your day and made you all grumpy and surly. How could I make such a stupid mistake and bury your mother too early?" And his excuse is, "It must happen all the time or they wouldn't make the cards." Which I think is what made me think about the different sorts of cards. Oh. And I think it would be really nice if you could get one, you know, for dogs or for cats, saying, you know, "Congratulations on the birth of your puppies or kittens or whatever it might be."
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quite a nice idea. Definitely. I mean,
only you could come up with that, Jay.
Put a bit of paint on his paws and we can create it with their own paw print as well.
Yeah, that you see.
You've got me thinking now.
Yeah. Joe, I haven't mentioned swans or alligators, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That could be a bit snappy.
And obviously, just really quickly as well, the cards obviously can be in grade one, grade two, or we do offer standard print option as well. Sorry, that bird. We should have done this upstairs, really.
The standard print option is more for those people who want a card and want to get it written. Obviously, go in the kitchen. They want to get it written for someone, but they still know what they're buying, which I think is really sort of... I mean, we've sold a few of those, and obviously it is a case of at least you know what card you're buying.
Yeah. Yeah. Having had a few unfortunate incidents in Smiths, I want to buy a 30th birthday card. And you start round the shop with them and they say, "Oh, and how old are they?" And I said, "Oddly enough, 30. I think there's a real market for that, definitely.
I thought you were going to actually tell us a story where you'd sent someone who was 30 like a 50th or something because they weren't listening to you.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, that's what anyone would tell you.
No, exactly.
So thanks, Martin and Shanice. That's been absolutely brilliant.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you.